Welcome, welcome, welcome on the call tonight. Thank
Good
you for
evening.
being here. Thank you for being here tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful week. Tomorrow, Friday, will be the last day of the month, and then we'll move into a new month, Saturday, June 1st. Before, oh, hallelujah, Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah, Jesus of Nazareth. Before we move into our prayer tonight, just let's go for it. And let's just invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, by your Spirit we come. You were the clear, Almighty God, that if we have sinned, Father God, we must ask for forgiveness. So tonight, Lord, we ask you to forgive us. Sins known and sins unknown. Forgive us, Almighty God. Forgive us this day that we may be able when we are forgiven, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace. We're not only going to petition your mercy, but we're going to seek your mercy in our time of need. Holy Father, we cannot do nothing without you. Precious Holy Father, you see and you hear, know all things. You know what's going to happen before we even knew it. You know the beginning and the end. So tonight we come to hear from you. You have called us as a petition. That's what you said to pray. So tonight we come. Hide us now behind your cross. Yes, we pray. We ask you, Holy Father, to move upon us now. The people will know that you are alive. And you are not dead. You're alive. And you're not dead. Father, as we bow, anoint us now from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. We come now boldly to the throne and we seek your mercy this day. We need you now more than ever this play. Come this day and this play. Yourself among us that we can behold and feel your presence. I now hide myself behind the cross and I let you, Holy Spirit, come forth and glorify yourself through me tonight and through every single person that is on Zoom or even the ones that's going to hear the next day or the next day or the next day, whenever they choose. Anoint my voice. That the Holy Spirit will come forth out of my belly. And then my voice will charge the atmosphere this day. Father, I bow now before you and I move back and let you come forth. Precious Holy Spirit of the living God, now come now, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Tonight we come. And tonight we are called to pray. So we come with one agenda this day. And our agenda is to pray. Our agenda is to move back and let the Holy Spirit come now and display himself among us. We cry out. We cry out this day. And we say, Father God, forgive us. Watch now over us. Move strategically. Now, when we pray, you'll hear us this day. Father, we thank you and we praise you in the name that is above every single name. Jesus, you are the Christ, and you are the Son of the living God. Holy Spirit, pray through us tonight. You call us to pray. What are we praying about tonight, Holy Spirit? We will pray, let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. There is a war between the heavens and the earth. When I see right now, I see the angels of God in war. Kingdom citizens, we have to take our Bibles and we have to start reading the Word of God. And I urge you to get Bibles now, because yesterday when I was on Facebook, someone put out a post. And in that post, the Bible has been changed. I mean, I don't remember exactly which one of the verses was taken out, but I have it on my post. The Bible has been changed. Someone who purchased one of the outfit that put Bibles together went in now because they purchased it, and they're changing it to their own likeness. Kingdom citizens, the Bible is actually displaying right in front of our very own eyes. We call sin good, and we call evil good. Read your Bible for yourself. We do have phones. We do have Google. That's not going to be trusted for a while, because when I'm doing my studies and when I go into Google, some of the things does not match up. So you actually have to know the Word of God. You got to know the Word of God. You can't take my word for it. You got to go read it for yourself. And you should at least have one Bible or two, because there are going to be changes, and it's already started. So we are called to pray. I look at the side of my computer right now, and I see the eagle flying, so I don't understand. Maybe my husband did that. Or maybe the Father just want me to see that. That we have to be like eagles. And if you study the eagle, you see the eagle soar. That simply means it goes above all the calamities and everything that's taking place. It goes above it and it's resting. That means tonight we have to give everything to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let him keep it on the cross. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. But let's take it into the Spirit. Let's see every single thing that we are going through right now. Let's see it nailed to the cross. Let's see it nailed to the cross. Do not take it up and bring it in your room with you. Bring it in your car with you, on your job, wherever you are. Do not pick it up. Put it on the cross and leave it there on the cross. Jesus took it for you. He put it on the cross for you. And he stated in the Word of God, it is finished. And when you read Colossians, I believe Colossians 2. I don't have my Bible, but I believe it's in Colossians 2. My Bible is here, but I'm not going. I'm just talking. Colossians 2, and I think it's either 15. Sonny could check that out. Where he made a show of the enemy openly. Colossians 1 talk about the bloodbath, the blood of Jesus. Now, just like I'm quoting it, you need to know now where to find it to quote it yourself also. Tonight, I'm speaking to you. And I could feel the spirit of prayer on me right now. I feel the anointing of God to pray. And like I said, I just look and I'm seeing angels, and they are war angels. That is what I'm seeing. There are fighting angels. It is not the angel like I have on my desk. I see angels at war. We are in a spiritual and a natural war, and the spiritual war has already taken over the natural. So tonight when we go to pray, let us see ourselves being victorious. Let us see ourselves victorious. Soar like an eagle. 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 Take it to that level. Take it into the enemy's territory. Do not back up and do not retrieve. I'm telling you, there is something going on in the spirit realm. There is a change, the changing of the guard. It could be guard or it could be guards, but there is a change in the atmosphere. You're going to have to know how to pray and intercede. Yes, we have the victory, but you have to know and to go into the enemy's camp and take it out. I hear the word kingdom. That means there are different type of kingdoms. Satan have his kingdom, and God himself have his kingdom also. We're gonna have to go into the heavenly kingdom and bring it to the earthly kingdom. It said, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in the heaven." What is in the heaven? There's no sickness. There's no lack. There's nothing contrary to Genesis 1 in the heaven. We fast this week and we see where the Father God and Jesus and the Son, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they were communicating. I'm not going into that scripture because we have it. If you are fasting, if you're not, go look it up. They communicate. And when I speak in the spirit, I'm not speaking to you. If there's no interpretation, I'm building up myself. And he said, "Let us make man into our own image and likeness." And they created man. And they gave man dominion over everything that God created. Yes. And Adam came. And when Adam came, listen to me and listen to me good. You have to know how to pray differently now. You cannot pray like we used to pray because there's a change in the atmosphere. Take it, listen to me. I see war angels. Angel, I see one. So I can't say with an S, I see one. And that one have the shape as a woman. So that means it's like double. When I'm looking, it looks more like I'm looking tall, slender. It's a tall, slender angel. One look like a man. One look like a woman, but when I look at it again, it's like, so that means it can change because we are a spirit. Thank you, Lord. We are a spirit. The word of God say we are a spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. So here I am seeing this angel. And I hear the words, so the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. But they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. I see that angel. It is an angel of war. It is an angel of war. It is a fighting angel that I see. So now it's in the spirit. Listen. Listen. You're not here by chance. If there's one thing you leave with tonight, you are at war. The best part about it is that you won. The most beautiful thing about this is because you know that you won. Because if you're reading the word of God, hallelujah, you will see where Jesus won. In Colossians, my. He made a show of them openly. Up from the grave he arose. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight that we have been called to pray. Hallelujah. Oh, Remangalai, Maya. Trying to find that scripture and put it up there. I think it's 2 Chronicle 14. 2 Chronicle. Is it 11 or let me see? Let me see something. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we humble ourselves tonight. And we thank you for your angel that's going forth in front of us tonight, the angels that making war for us tonight. We remember Daniel, when Daniel was out there, Lord God Almighty, and the angels say, Daniel, from the first time, or even the first day, or the first minute, or the first hour, or the first second, Daniel, when you prayed, Daniel, find that scripture, put it up there, Sonia. When you prayed, Daniel, the Spirit of God said to Daniel, when the angel came, he come as a spirit, and Daniel is communicating with the angel. Don't you know there are ministering angels sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation? So the angel came and said, Daniel, listen, Daniel, from the moment you prayed, from the moment you prayed, Daniel, hallelujah, Daniel, your prayer has been answered, Daniel, but I'm letting you know that I'm fighting for you, Daniel. And this is what's going on here, Danny. What is going on is I have your adversary. We're not finished fighting, but I come to reassure you, Daniel, that on the first day you pray, the first hour, the first time, or the first minute, or the first second, Daniel, it was already answered. So just like Daniel right now, just like Daniel had a sense of assurance that the prayer has been answered, the moment we pray, we're gonna go to the Father momently, and said, Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour, 7:54 p.m., May the 30th, 2024. We thank you for this day, Almighty God, that as we call out on you, Lord God, you heard us when we pray. And we thank you, Lord God Almighty, that tonight we thank you that there is a change of guard. We thank you, God, no matter what the situation may look like. No matter our family structure have been broken down tonight, we thank you, Lord God, that we are in the family of God, and He is gonna take care of every single thing that is out of line. We thank you, Lord God, that we shut our ears from the naysayers. We thank you, Lord God, that we shut up our heart tonight, God. And we stay focused on you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we hear your word. We thank you that by you and in you we live. We thank you that we are a spirit and we live in a body tonight. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Orabosa 1 Thessalonians 5. There is a change in the guard. There is a change in the guard. A guard has been changed. Your shift has been changed. This is your day hour. I'm not going to say midnight. It's the hour. It's day. It's daylight. It is daylight and it's springtime. It is daylight. Listen to me. Listen to me now. It is your daylight and it's your springtime. Listen to me, write it down. This is coming from the throne room of grace. Couldn't make this one up. Today is daylight. Bongo, Ramamamo. And it is your springtime. Milukuchi, your daylight and your springtime. And they clashes, yet though the Father God say clash, emotiki, clash, nemotika, mintoko, menteka, miromoku, yet teko sha, menko yema, yet tekita, wa, they clash, they come together as one, yet oh, they come together and they clash as one. You know what happened in springtime? Look back, sit back and relax. What? The farmer is excited when springtime comes because the crop is going to come up and he's going to see the things that he has planted. It is your springtime, it is your daytime. Forget about the nighttime. Hold on to your daytime. I gotta write that one down good because I have never heard that before. Let me write that down. It is your springtime. Because I'm gonna have to, it's your springtime. In your daytime. I can't even write this because the Father is talking so much. I don't want to miss it. It's your springtime in your daytime. Daytime brings light. What does Jesus said when they were communicating in Genesis 1? There was darkness on the face of the earth. The earth was void and there was nothing on it. And it moved over the water. Lord God Almighty, He declared. He said, don't want to lie about what the Spirit of God said. Let's look at it in Genesis 1. Don't want to misquote. We want to stay in the spirit world because we cannot do nothing in the flesh. It is going to come down right now in this springtime, spirit to spirit. We've got to get out of our flesh. And it's not about speaking in tongues. It's about knowing who you are and get to entertain that. Very, very, very important. You got to get to know who you are in Christ. And in Christ, you are not a flesh. Look it up for yourself. In Christ, you are a spirit. And the word of God declare, Sonia, work with me tonight. The word of God declare, I am a spirit like you are a spirit. And those that worship me must worship me in spirit. Hallelujah. And in truth. Oh, mercy, mama. You're a spirit. And you're a three-part being. We're called to pray tonight. Let not our flesh come to prayer. Release our spirit, man, our inside, in the ear, in the atmosphere, and let your spirit, man, pray. You don't have to speak in tongues, no. Just let your inside, whatever that's going on, hey, this is an art, and you better catch it. It is something, and it can't be bought. Dig down in your inside. Dig down in your inside. That is where your true person resides. And let that true person come out of you tonight. And be like Jesus, up from the grave, he arose. And then he went walking, and then he saw his disciples. Hey, he said to the woman, that woman that saw him, touch not, because I'm not ascended to my Father as yet, touch me not. So she couldn't. We are so blessed because we have the Lord Jesus Christ living inside of us. And the earth was without form, zero with an era. It was a zero. It had nothing. My God Almighty. Yes. Today is your daylight and your springtime, and it clashes and they come together as one. Jesus of mercy. I wonder if we're getting that. Today is your daylight and your springtime, and it clashes. Bam. Bam. It was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God move on the face of the waters. Do you have troubled waters tonight? Let your daylight come in clashes with your springtime. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. In the darkness of time, the word of God communicating with God and the Father and the Holy Spirit, all three of them communicating, the daylight clashes with springtime. And effective immediately, the waters change. Dry land was separated. Light and darkness was shown. Wow. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give us revelation. Reveal yourself to us. Here we are on a plate. It's like we are on a plate, getting ready to be eaten. Somebody having us for dinner. And they said, you know what? I don't want this. I want something better. So then they moved that plate away. And they brought in their better that they want. They brought in their gourmet dishes that they want. And this is the same concept. We do not want darkness this day. So we move that plate away and we bring in our gourmet dishes, which represent our daylight, communicating with our springtime. That's when we eat. We are eating in the spirit of fullness this day. Father God, open our eyes. Open our heart. Take away the heart, that stony heart, giving to us a soft heart. Minister through that heart that we could declare that out of the abundance of that heart, our mouth will speak. It will control the atmosphere where our mind is at still, listening to the heart where you live, truly live. Heavenly Father, this day, let our daylight come on this plate and let it clashes with our springtime that we may be able to eat this day. Heavenly Father, we pray. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Let the lion roar. Let the lion roar. Let the lion come into our jungle and take position over that jungle today, we pray. We are called to pray. And let this lion, the lion, oh, lion, you are king, king of the jungle, Jesus, this day. Come into this day where we are in your presence to stay. We need your Holy Spirit. We need you more than anything else, we say. We need you, we need you, we need you, we need you. We need you this very day. The minute. The minute, the hour, the minute, the hour, the seconds, the nate of time clashes in our windowsill that we could look out and see the format of the daylight today. Oh, Holy Father, spring up in our life that we may have a clash with you, Holy Father, this day, that you presence, presence, almighty presence, Holy Father, King of kings and Lord of lords, come now, rest upon us. Holy Spirit, we pray. We need you in this land. We need you in this world. We need the nations to come and bow before you in ashes, in our dust. Oh my God, I remember when I was growing back in Jamaica, we call this thing maca. That means it sticks and it jokes and it blood will come. So Father God, take us in that spirit. That when we walk and we get stick and we get joked by the maca or by anything that is detestable today, let it not touch Let Psalms 91 will come forth and touch us from the inside out, I pray. Lift up her foot today. And let the clashes of the sunlight come out in our springtime today. Heavenly Father, we don't say, where are you? Because, Father, we know that you are here. According to your word in John, it says, the Holy Spirit will come and will dwell in us. So as we lift up our hand, living God, Holy Father, everlasting King, mighty conqueror, warrior, sending your warring angels to pray for us now, today, we say to you, Holy Spirit, come and touch us because we are clay. We are clay. And we are here on this earth in our clay-like form to display your spirit, O Father God, in this place. Touch us now, O God. Minister to us, oh my mighty, mighty, mighty God. As you speak through my heart, as you speak through my eyes, as you speak through my mouth and my nostril, I pray. Touch me now for my inside and display. Oh, Holy Father, as we pray, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Father, how great, how great, how great. How great, how great, how great, how great, how great is our God. Sign shall follow us, even though we are clay. Why? Because Jesus, you have chosen us this day. You have called us out of our mother's womb, even though we are clay. We love you this day, oh Father God. We love you. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll cast out devils. We will speak with new tongues. And I believe, Father God, it doesn't have to be speaking in tongues. It's just like we just open ourselves to you, oh Father, and just let you speak to us that men may come to know and hear that you alone, Almighty God, is Jehovah. And as I say, I have a book with the names of God in it. And I urge you to go get a book and find some names of God. Names of God is Adonai, the Lord, my great Lord. Elohim. Talk about Elohim, the eternal creator that we just talked about in Genesis. Our Savior God, which is Jehovah. Almighty God, you are. Wow, El Shaddai. I remember when they come on the song with a song, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. And I was singing that song. We didn't even know we were singing about the Almighty God. Adonai. My Lord, my Master. And then when we need, we could always continually, constantly say, Jehovah Jireh, you will always provide. And we'll remind you, Almighty God, when Abraham and Isaac went up into the mountain to sacrifice, and he was going to sacrifice his son. Daddy, where is the sacrifice, he say. And his father declare, the Lord will provide. Now he brought him up to the mountain, lame on that place, getting ready to take his life. And the angel called out to him and said, touch not this guy. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. And he looked behind him, and God provided a ram in the bush. And he caught that ram. And he did the sacrifice that day. And that's when he called upon the name Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. Everything that we need is in your bosom. You're the all-breasty one. Who I am. And he said, I am that I am. When we need sanctification, we come to the Lord God and say, Jehovah and Kadesh, you are my sanctifier. Bring down the fire and burn out every muck out of my life. Let this clay be so soft because it's in your hand, my daughter, Bosata. Today, I said, Holy Father, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Heal my body when I need healing. Take care of my mind when it needs to be taken care of. When I need that peace, oh Jehovah Shalom. Oh, mighty God. When I don't know how to stand righteously, I call upon, oh my God, Jehovah, Jehovah. I cannot pronounce it, but it's Tsidkenu. So it must be Tekestinu. My Lord, my shepherd. Jehovah Rohi, sanctifier, my peace. You're always dear, my Jehovah. Shammah. What can I say this day? Lord God Almighty, you are most high above all the gods on this earth. No matter what man may try to do, you're Jehovah Helon. Elyon, Jehovah, we said, Lord, establish yourself that men may know you're the creator of the heaven and earth. And we always say in Jamaica, Jah, oh my God, Jehovah, Jehovah. Yeah. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you're my King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, you're my King. Heavenly Father, this day. We come to you, Lord Jesus, and we bow before you. And we thank you for your sacrificial blood. Your blood, your blood, your blood. You with your blood. You with your blood. The one on the altar for us. We can come today and we can say, Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, Jesus, you're that Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Jesus, you're the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the land. Blood of Jesus. Drop now one more time. Drop now one more time on your servant tonight, we pray. Touch every single person as we pray. The word of God declare, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Preach the gospel. And if you believe and baptize, and as a matter of fact, if you online tonight, and if you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, Romans 10. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Na na nee, na na na. The Spirit of God is real. The Spirit of God is here. And where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. The Spirit of God is here. The Spirit of God is here. For with the heart man believe it unto righteousness, and with mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you have never given your life to Jesus, you ask him to forgive you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he is good and able to forgive you from all unrighteousness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come now and just take care of our hearts. Come now and just send your Holy Spirit. Come now and just watch over us and cleanse us and clean us. Come now, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in this place where we live, this place where we live that is so detestable, torn down, beat up. God Almighty, keep us in the palm of your hands. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy. Let your morning star, your daylight rest upon us. Oh my God, Jesus, you're the light. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Springtime. Yeah. Letter springtime clashes. Yes. Today is your daylight. And your springtime, let it clash it with the springtime. My. Morning star, you are the bright morning star. And because you are our bright morning star, we come out this day, starlight in the star. And we said, oh, Father God. Yes. Touch us by your spirit, Almighty God. John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Let me see here. If you keep my commandments, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. But you know what? When you give your life to Jesus Christ, you receive this Spirit. His spirit now come and rest upon you so you can sing. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah to the King. Hey, touch, Father. Touch, Father. Touch, Father. Touch everyone tonight, Father. As we come to a close tonight, Father, we bow before you tonight, Father. And we pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your daughter, for your sons, the ones that's going to hear the replay tomorrow or the day after. Touch them, Lord. Remove every stumbling block out of their way, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you this day. We come tonight, Lord God, and we pray that if we are a blessing to you in any shape or form, we pray, Lord, that your people will hear and they will give out of their needs or give in their needs, whatever they have to give, that we may be able to go forth and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray, Almighty God, that you will bless them. From the east, the west, the north, and the south. I pray that the generation of the righteous is blessed, and wealth and riches will be in their house. Anything that they need, Lord, finances, health, wealth, anything at all that they need. Father, I pray that you'll touch. I pray that you'll watch over them, and you will magnify their seed sown. I say the word magnify. Everything will become that they will be able to see healing, deliverance, and salvation and restoration. Restore everything that the conquering worm has taken. And let this be a Job-like connection. Spirit of the living God, run now, overshadow them, and overtake them. In the name that is above every single name. Jesus Christ, you're the Lord, you're the King, you're mighty, and you reign. Heavenly Father, we pray. Let this be a turning point in their life as I pray. Watch over their family, watch over their generation. Watch over them everywhere that they go. Let it be a replica of your blessing, of your life. Let it display through them today, Father, under the sound of my voice. Let your joy, let your peace, let tranquility come upon them, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise and I give you thanks. I give you praise and I give you thanks. I give you praise and I give you thanks. I give you praise and I give you thanks. I give you praise and I give you thanks. I give you praise and I give you thanks. Well, as you know, we are fasting this week. Our 40-day fast will end on June 9th. I think, yeah, June. And on June 9th, we're going to come together that evening, and I believe it's, I think it's 6 o'clock, but I'm not really sure. I think it's 6 o'clock on June 9th, but then you'll hear more about it. I'll be back online on Zoom again next week, Tuesday, which is the 4th. If there's any change, Sonia and I will send out the information to you. On Friday, we will have our, what do you call it? Watch. So the people that's on watch, they'll get the information. Okay. Our watch time is from 6 a.m. 6 p.m. From 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. the next morning. So from Friday to Saturday morning. And on this watch, when you finish your watch on Sunday, you just give in a just it's not a bing, nothing big. A little report saying that watch was good or whatever. I have people that communicate with me right throughout the night on their watch. They don't have to report. Okay, they don't have to report after that because we are communicating right throughout the watch. Amen. I want to thank you guys for being on the call tonight. God is good. God is great. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Don't ever let the devil comes in and try to mess with your day. Because remember what he says. Remember is what he says about your clashes and your day and your sunlight. Remember, you should have already written it down. Remember that your springtime meet up with your daytime. I mean, it's beautiful. Isn't that what it says? Let me try to find it up in here. I think Sonny had it written down what I said. Da-da-dee-da-da-da. Today is your daylight and your springtime clashes. So your daylight and your springtime clashes. It is awesome what God is doing to us. Go for it and be his foot, his hand, his eyes. Let your outer person becomes his house. In this house, he wants to live. Minister to him by doing what he tells you to do. Let him speak to your heart. If you have sinned, repent. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to forgive you. And after he forgive you, you move on. Do not stay in your sin. Get out of it, repent, and let's move on. Everybody's sin and falls short from the glory of God. Ask God to watch over you. Ask him to cleanse you. Walk in his blood every single day. The enemy does not like his blood. And once you start calling upon the blood of Jesus, he have to bow, he have to flee, and he have to take off. He cannot stay around the blood because it's a constant reminder. Because if he had known that Jesus was going to be victorious, he would have never put him on the cross. So tonight I said, Shalom. Have a very, very good night. May the Lord God Almighty bless you. May he keep you. May he watch over you. And may he give you peace where there is no peace. And I could say tonight, Shalom.